Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1446, air date May 24th, 2024.
All right, everyone, welcome. This is Dr. Shiva Adure. Today, we're going to be having a discussion on a very powerful plant called neem. We're going to talk about neem, and we're going to talk about the science, the politics, and the health of neem, and ask the question, is it good for me? And we're going to take a systems approach. We have decided that for every of these plants that we analyze with Cytosol, many of these plants, they're multifunctional, which means they had many different biological systems. So as a part of that, we're going to start a series on a particular plant. So with neem, we're going to start with giving you all the molecules in neem, our initial analysis and all the health benefits. And then we're going to do individual videos going down deeper at the molecular pathways. And that's what we've done before, but we recognize these plants have multifunctional uses, and it takes individual videos for each one. Otherwise, the videos will be like 10 hours long. I know you guys enjoy our long form videos, but we want to spend enough time on each one of these areas. So that's what we're going to be doing. So those of you who are joining today, we're going to be talking about neem and ask the question, is it good for me? So let me just jump right in and go right into this. So when we discuss neem, we're going to talk about the science, the politics, and the health of neem. Just to give you a quick view, when I was growing up in a village in South India, which had no running water, right? It was like camping, most of it. And when you would go in the morning to the lake to go take your bath, you would pass by these neem trees and you would break a twig off, you would chew the end of it, and that's what you used to brush your teeth. And it was a very bitter taste, but it has, as you'll find, it has antibacterial properties. And now that was like 40 years later, you go to Whole Foods and you find neem toothpaste, okay? And they actually are selling neem brushes, all right? So, you know, things go around in a big circle. But anyway, let's jump right into understanding neem. And let's start with this. So the question we want to ask is it good for you? The personalization, but we're going to take a systems approach. So what are you going to learn today? You're going to learn the power of system science, about connecting science, politics, and health. Every time we discuss something, we connect all these things. So most videos on the internet will just say, oh, they'll give you a quick short thing. Oh, should you eat neem? Here are the good things, here are the bad things. 5-minute video, ta-ta. And then you'll have another video saying neem is bad for you from Big Pharma. And then you're left all confusing whether you should have it or not. And by the way, it turns out that nearly 50 to 60% of people are confused after they watch a video on whether they should take that thing or not, okay? So we wanna solve that. Then you're gonna get a deep dive into the science and biology of neem. Then we're gonna look at neem versus Big Pharma's drugs. We're gonna actually look at the science of the data that shows how neem is as good or equal to some of the Big Pharma drugs in certain areas. And then we're gonna talk about the health benefits of neem. We're gonna ask the question, how much neem should you take? In science, we're not interested in, is it good or bad? But the issue is how much. And then within that context, we're going to apply our systems health approach to ask the question, how much is it right for you? And then we also want you to support all the research we do. We do all of these videos. We do it as a noble service, but you guys can be part of this. So before I start, I think it's a good point to really share with you my journey to taking the systems approach and why we think it's the only way that you can get to understand beyond left or right, pro or anti, what's going on. So let me play this quick video on the my journey to systems. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes,
and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right. So what we want to do is, let me just put this banner up here. Okay, add banner. There we go. So what we want to do is we want to now walk through what Neem is about. And let me jump right into it. Okay. So let me go into our PowerPoint here. One of the key things that I want to share with everyone is, as we go into this analysis of Neem, as I mentioned earlier, everything we do at Truth Freedom Health is this holistic approach, is to educate people to think, fight, and heal. Think, fight, and heal. And this is very important because even in the discussion of this, we want to take this whole approach. So many of you will learn that we have 3 solutions that we've set up for all of you. One is the Truth, Freedom, and Health Institute, where we teach people leadership. You can go to truthfreedomhealth.com and learn more about that, where you can literally get educated to use the science of systems to understand how to be a better activist in your neighborhoods, to help lead people, to understand how the intersection of Truth, Freedom, Health occurs. The next thing is you can come to our orientation that we do every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Go to vashiva.com/orientation. The other piece is, when we talk about Neem, the reality is that any food can be
good or bad, depending on the time, the conditions, how much you take, and if it's right for you. So the Systems Health Institute has a health educator program, and you can go to systemshealth.com and you can come to vashiva.com/tutorial and you get an introduction how to figure out what things are right at the right conditions using a systems approach. And finally, we have the Cytosolv Open Science Institute, which does all this research. And you can learn more about it by coming to our Cytosolv symposium that we do once the first Tuesday of every month. Go to cytosolv.com/symposium. So that's a little bit of background on the approach we take. So when we think about NEEM, let's begin with starting with this, okay? A little bit of background. NEEM is known as the divine tree. Some people call it the tree of life, but it's really called the divine tree. Now, it's mainly cultivated in the Indian subcontinent. It's an omnipotent tree, which means it has many, many powers, and it's been in medical use documented at least for 4,500 years, which means it may have been used long before that. It's one of the most highly exploited as a medicinal plant, and they use all parts of the plant. Sometimes when you look at these plants, you have to ask what parts are they using, because different parts of the plants have different uses. So it's important to understand what parts of the plant are using. In this case, all parts of neem are used. The plants, fruits, the seeds, the oil, the leaves, the bark, and the roots all show a very powerful role in disease prevention, all of it. All right. Again, the U.S. National Academy of Science has declared neem a tree for solving global problems. So even the Western world, the NAS, is considered one of the most prestigious science organizations in the United States, and you can decide if you want to believe it or not. But the bottom line is that even the establishment academics have considered neem a true tree for solving problems. Now, in many parts of the world, it's cultivated for commercial purposes to produce neem oil. You can buy this pretty much in most health food stores. You can buy it online. You can also get neem cake and other neem-based products. So there's multiple now commercial outlets for it. Now, the indigenous and traditional use of neem, as reported in two of the ancient systems of Indian medicine, you know, I just finished a workshop, the first day of a workshop, teaching people about Ayurveda and Siddha. These are two of the most ancient systems of medicine in the world, and they're still practiced today. In India, for example, if you have a health card, you can go decide whether you want to go to a hospital, a Western hospital, whether you want to go to an Ayurvedic or Siddha hospital. But neem has been used for treating all different kinds of ailments, ulcers, fever, heart disease, leprosy, and skin disorders. And we're going to go through this more methodically. Now, in parts of Africa, it's been used, it's often burned to repel mosquitoes. Long before Bill Gates came to Africa, the Africans knew how to take care of it. And by the way, as an aside, people like Bill Gates are really not interested in Africans. they're interested more in taking their land and cleaning it up so he can go stay there. Anyway, that's a slight political statement there. Now, the other piece is in the Middle East, neem is used to treat parasites. It's an incredible anti-parasitic. When I grew up in our village, neem is, that's what it's known for. It's an anti-parasitic. If you have worms, you take neem, you know? And it's also used as a veterinary medicine. Now, in Southeast Asia, it's included in various traditional skincare formulations. It's antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties. So that's why the National Academy of Science has said it's really a powerful plant for many, many things. By the way, it's used also as a pest repellent. You know, or pesticide, natural pesticide. When people plant crops, they'll plant neem. A group of people from Germany came in and they tried to patent it. And the Indian government say, no way, you can't do that. So people always try to steal the brown people stuff all the time, like the invention of email. It's another aside. Fascinating, isn't it? but it's the truth. So let's talk about neem is, let's take the science of it. Neem is really medicine. Food is medicine. So from the cytosol perspective, there's been, when we looked at all the research out there, there's been close to, let me make this a little bigger for our social media audience. There's been a ton of research done on neem, okay? And you can see that this research spans nearly 105 years of clinical research. So quite a bit of work has been done on neem. 30 clinical trials, close to over 3,200 research articles. So it's a pretty well-researched plant. And it's a wild, it's widely researched dietary supplement. So what we do at Cytosolve is we take all of that research, okay? And Cytosolve is a very powerful capability that lets us take all of this research versus cherry picking, understand which of those papers have molecular pathways on it, organize them, and then distill it and deliver that to you. In today's conversation, we're really going to focus on the molecular basis of neem, but we're going to have a series on it going through all the different pieces of it. Now, Cytosolve is a very powerful tool that came out of my PhD work that lets us mine all this research, figure out the molecular pathways, work with research communities. And we do this sometimes collaborating with major academia, but we've created a research framework that we can do research faster, cheaper, and better than most academic organizations. And this infrastructure, by the way, is being made available to all of you through the Cytosolve Open Science Institute. And using Cytosolve, we're going to share what we've uncovered. So neem has 20 key molecules. These are really the nutrients in neem. So what's powerful about when we say food is medicine is that the typical pharmaceutical model is they're synthesizing something that doesn't exist in nature, a synthetic compound. Your body hasn't seen this before. These natural products have existed in nature for, you know, millions or billions of years. So as we evolved, we grew up with these compounds, which means our bodies have. So we have receptors in our body for this. So your body is recognizing these molecules. So neem is composed of 20 key molecules we want to talk about. Now, there's more than 140 compounds that have been isolated so far from different parts of the neem tree, but we're going to focus on these 20 where there's been a lot of research done. And most of the medicinal benefits are derived from five groups of compounds. So when you look at these chemical compounds, you can put them into different categories. Isoprenoids, diantriterpenoids, non-isoprenoids, phenolic compounds, and glycoproteins. So these are way chemists, organic chemists, characterize different compounds. But just think about it, that these compounds can be put into these five major groups. Okay, so let's talk about the 20 key molecules in neem. First of all, there's seven very, very valuable minerals. Calcium, iron, zinc, manganese, sodium, potassium, and phosphorus. So these seven minerals are in neem. Obviously, they will vary in concentration based on the soil these things are grown in, but these are the seven chemicals that neem uptakes. Two important vitamins, vitamin D and vitamin E. And then these are the key things. These are the what we call the active compounds that really make neem what it is. Glycoproteins, triterpenes, limonoids, flavonoids, phenols, tannins, nimbins, saponins, catechins. Catechins, in previous videos, you know, these appear in green tea. Azadiractins, which is a very new type, a new kind of compound, and gallic acid, you may not have heard of it. But these are the 20 compounds in neem. And these are their structures. I love looking at these structures as a, you know, if you're into chemistry, these are the chemical structures of these particular compounds that are in neem. Azadiractin, you can see it's a very complicated structure. You can look at jejunin, epicatechin, this appears in a green tea. Quercetin appears in many things. It's on the surface of most fruits, right? During COVID, as many of you know, quote unquote, the pandemic, we talked about the power of, integrating quercetin with zinc. And when you do that, quercetin is an ionophore, it allows zinc to go in, which stops viral replication. Meldonin, nimbin, nimbulide, nimbulin A, nimbulin B, salinin, gallic acid, vepinin, margulin, Melianone, and Nimbidin here. Okay. So these are all organic compounds. You notice they have OH group, which are called hydroxyl groups. You have these benzene rings here. But these are very interesting compounds, and the shape of these compounds are important because in your body are molecular pathways, and these shapes and these compounds react with different targets in your body. That's why organic chemists get very intrigued by these compounds and where they go land in your body to cause other chemical reactions. And in future videos, we'll be looking at neem and these compounds and how they affect particular diseases. But today we just want to give you an introduction to all of the things that we've discovered so far. The next thing is there's 13 biological effects that neem has at the biological level. So one is neem is an anti-diabetic. Okay. The second is neem is a neuroprotective. By the way, for all of these things, these are coming from the research articles. So if people want to, if Facebook or YouTube or all these stupid social media people want to ban us, they should probably go ban all the articles that those research were done. This is coming from the existing research that was published. Neem is a neuroprotective. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's antiviral. Okay. Antibacterial, antifungal, antioxidant, antimalarial, hepatoprotective. That means hepato refers to your liver, helps protect the liver. Anti-nephrotoxicity. Nephro is relates to your kidneys. Okay. Wound healing, immunomodulatory, which means it modulates your immune system, anti-cancer. So think, look at all these things. This is why, again, it's called the divine tree, a divine plant. Most Indian households will always have some neem in their home, neem oil, or you can keep this in your medicine cabinet. Many, many different uses. Let's look at the health benefits. Well, neem has many health benefits. Leprosy, right? So ancient cultures could treat leprosy. Leprosy was known as this horrible, horrible, awful disease, right? Caused by a very particular bacterium, parasitic infections. So by the way, when I show these symbols with an arrow with a blunted hammer, that means it inhibits it. If you see an arrow, which means it supports it, right? So this inhibits leprosy, inhibits parasitic infections, inhibits reproductive diseases. Arrow means it supports wound healing, stops asthma, stops urinary disorder, stops eye disease, again, stops diabetes, stops the cough, stops skin disease, stops pain, stops fever, helps anorexia. So those are all the things that neem helps. Multiple health benefits. As I mentioned in future videos, we'll go deep into the pathways of leprosy, exactly which molecules in neem go affect that. We'll go into parasitic infections. We just finished a series of 4 scientific papers on asthma, so we can share with you which compounds in neem affect asthma, okay? And so on. Now, one of the things I want to recognize is that all of this research, as I recommended, this data is being brought to you by Cytosol. And Cytosol, we do a lot of effort, getting some light coming in there, it's okay. Maybe you can just move that. Or that one, Jason, that one right there will do it. This umbrella. Yeah, you can just move it closer. So anyway, we do a lot of research in plant compounds. Cytosol has this very powerful ability to look at what's going on in nature. And we have great, great respect for nature. So for example, if you look at these ingredients, we recently did some very cool work where we used Cytosol to look at compounds in chamomile and parsley and celeriac and spinach, grapefruit, bitter orange, and lime. And we found the compounds in that, and we distilled those compounds. And that was the basis of us finding a very interesting product called MV25. And I want to share this because when we do future videos, you'll see the power of Cytosol to do discovery. The key thing is we want to let you know that we've open sourced Cytosol for those people who want to work with us to discover your own medicines out of nature. And let me play this quick video, which will really present to you how we went about doing this and the power of Cytosol in discovering Very, very cool new medicines.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
All right. So if you want to get MV25, you can go to mv25.life. It's one way of doing two things. One way is you're supporting our movement, our research. But the other thing is you're supporting yourself by getting something that actually works. We just did our Systems Health event, and a woman came on. She said she's a gardener. And what did she say? She said she does a lot of gardening, and she always has back pain. And she she's, I think our guy said you can take two twice a day. She only did two once a day, and she said all her back pain left. So anyway, we do not promote it, you know, quote unquote, for pain. It's for natural discomfort and swelling, but it's a very powerful combination that can help you in many, many ways. The two ingredients, which we have, by the way, a U.S. patent on, so Amazon and Jeff Bezos don't steal stuff because that's what they do all day. These guys are crooks. The other piece is we have scientific papers we've done, which really show how this works. And that took about 3 years to publish. Most of these supplement companies just put stuff together and then they just get, you know, Joe Rogan or P. Diddy to promote them. And, you know, if you're buying stuff from P. Diddy and Joe Rogan, you got to really wonder about a lot of other things. So anyway, people are saying, thank you, Dr. Shiva. People say keep smiling. Someone says they need a spermicide. Someone says I know Coca-Cola is a spermicide. Anyway, we'll do something on that if you guys want. All right. But let's get back to the conversation here on Neem. Okay. By the way, you can get MV25 to mv25.life. Just also want to let you know, I have two dogs. I love animals. We're also starting to look at how we take natural compounds, and we built actually a whole health product for your pets. That's out there. We have someone here, Beth, who uses it for her dog. But these are foods, but these are concentrated foods. All right. And there's a whole video we'll do on this also. But you can go to the shop and get K9701. So I want to also now get back to neem. So we've talked about the science of neem. Again, we've just started the beginning of the science, but we also want to talk to you about the politics of neem. You would think with all these things I'm sharing with you about neem that there should be news stories done every day on neem, right? But you don't find many news stories. You have to actually dig through the literature to find this stuff. Puff Daddy, he's rough, he's tough. All right, so we're getting some interesting comments here from Barry K. All right, it's important we keep this also entertaining. All right, so let's go back to the fight for real food. So here's interesting, neem is medicine. So what you're seeing here is we have to do a lot of work to actually find this, but neem leaf extract, which is a leaf now, remember you can use different parts, is equally effective in lowering fevers compared to paracetamol, right? Paracetamol is Tylenol, okay? It's the active ingredient in Tylenol. But what you can see here is that the orange line is 62 milligrams per kilogram of neem leaf extract. The dark blue one here, okay, is 500 milligrams, and the light blue one here is paracetamol, okay? So paracetamol, and you're looking over the dosaging over time, okay? 1 hour, half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours, okay? And this is the mean rectal temperature in degrees. So they're looking at the temperature that they measured in the rectum. And so this, we're talking about reducing fever. And the light gray line is 125 milligrams per kilogram. So you're going in ink. So the light gray line, you're looking at different dosages per kilogram. So what you see is here's paracetamol, and even the lowest dosage of neem here, okay, you're finding that over time that they're about the same. Everyone see that? So why isn't this out there why isn't this being promoted all the time? So you're spending money on paracetamol, which is a pharmaceutical drug, but when the research shows it has equally effective in lowering fever. Okay, so this is what the politics here is, that this kind of scientific stuff doesn't come out there. Here's another example. Remember, we promised to show you examples of neem compared to pharmaceutical drugs. So now neem leaf extract exhibited anti-inflammatory effects similar to aspirin. So anti-inflammation. So here's aspirin, and here we're dosing with higher levels of neem. So low dose, but here's 500 milligrams per kilogram. Here's 200 milligrams per kilogram. So you can notice around 250 to 500. So around here, you're getting the same effects from neem leaf. Okay. So that's another example. Let me give you another one. So now neem leaf extract as a natural remedy for managing diabetes compared to the drug glibenclamide. Okay. This is like one of the major drugs that people use for diabetes. So here we're looking at the diabetic drug control. Okay. And you're looking at the dosaging. So this is diabetic control plus neem. So you're looking at people's, you took a group of people who had diabetes, and then you added neem to it. So this is a set of people with diabetes and glibenclamide, okay? And so we're looking at a dose of about 100 milligrams per kilogram. Here, looking at 500 milligrams per kilogram. So day one, day three, day five, day seven, day nine. And what you notice here is that the responsiveness that you're looking at here is about the same. This is 64.2 plus or minus 4.8. And here it's 58.6 plus or 2.4. Very similar results, okay? But this is a natural remedy for managing diabetes. Why isn't this also known much more widely? Why isn't this research shared much more broadly? And the reason is that there is a massive, the politics is there's a massive collusion. It's the incestuous web of science. Big government, big academia, big scientific publishers, and big pharma all work together. So if you actually look at it, the guys who head up, let's say, the department heads of major, let's say, diabetes departments and major health institutions, these same guys also sit on the government boards, which are deciding who gets funding. They also have, they more than likely are scientific advisory board members to big pharma companies. And they're also the journal editors. So they make sure that when someone publishes these kind of papers, they don't get that much play, okay? Because they can do shadow banning of even scientific articles. And then when people apply for grants, they're obviously going to give grants to people who are doing the big pharma drugs versus NEEM. So this is unfortunate, but this is what you need to understand. The same, it's like the same guys control all of these boards. This is what I call the incestuous web of science. Now, Cytosol breaks all this up because we're doing our own independent research, yet we publish in all these major journals. The other piece is you need to recognize the pharmaceutical industry has a model of discovery using this very archaic medieval model. They find a compound like this glibenclamide, right? Sorry, let me pronounce it again. Glibenclamide, right? And then they kill a bunch of, they do a bunch of test tube testing, as we call in vitro. Then they do in vivo. This takes around 6 years. Then they go test on humans. This takes around 13 years. They put a lot of money into doing this, okay? They spend 13 years. And remember, when they patent a new product, they only have 20 years of patent life. So if this takes 13 years, they have 7 years to push this out. So they don't want any other competition because they got to recoup all their investment. And so this is a pharmaceutical drug model. And this is, by the way, failing miserably. They spend more and more money on R&D and less new molecules are being found because of the toxicity. This is why, all the people who support Big Pharma were central to supporting the vaccine model because this model is failing and they needed vaccines to save Big Pharma. And the reason this occurs is that the entire model is based on reductionism. So those of you who are really interested in understanding the opposite of reductionism is the systems approach. So the way science works is people are like the blind men in research institutions touching the elephant. So if the elephant represents diabetes, individual researchers are touching parts of the diabetic science approach. And if they were ever to work together, they would never get anything looking like the elephant, okay? So this is a non-systems approach. Furthermore, a lot of this is based on animal testing. And the animal models don't, you know, a dog or a pig is not a human being. And more data showing that you don't need to do animal testing. In fact, animal models don't relate to human models. And moreover, Big Pharma and most of these people actually hate people of indigenous cultures, okay? So if you're truly dedicated to fighting racism, you should support Cytosol. What's interesting, a lot of the liberal elites who talk about they want to help the brown people and people of other cultures, they actually hate these people because they actually are pro-Big Pharma supporters. So if you're truly for supporting real medicine, recognized by supporting Cytosol, you're actually helping the fight against racism and you're actually supporting indigenous medicines. So support the Cytosol Institute. You can donate, you can support us. By the way, you can figure out ways to be part of this where you can use this technology to support your own research. So you can go to vashiva.com/openscience and you can support research. And by the way, when you support us, you get lots of gifts. We help you learn a systems approach. In fact, you get all these gifts. Give us $100. We give you all sorts of gifts. So that's a way you can support us and support yourself. Every Tuesday is the first Tuesdays of the month. We do a symposium. In fact, 2 months ago, we did a symposium on ending animal testing. Last month, we did one on osteoarthritis. So now the question is, is all NEEM good? Okay. Well, first of all, we think organic NEEM is preferred over conventionally grown NEEM. You don't want NEEM with pesticides on it. Green plants absorb very readily what's put out there, right? They absorb what's in the ground. They absorb what they come in contact with. Now, conventional farming uses pesticides, which, you know, thousands of papers written on how pesticides affect your lung, your liver, your kidney, thyroid, and are carcinogenic. So yes, NEEM is very powerful, but if you're eating NEEM with pesticides on it or you're consuming it, that's probably not a good thing. So go for organic. see if you can get it from people wild farming it, support local people who don't have the money to actually get the pesticides. So that's one piece. The question that we really want to now talk about is neem right for you, okay, or right for me. And this requires taking a personalized approach. You know, today we have the Systems Health Educator Program where we educate people how to look at anything in nature and find out, is it right for you? And so I want to walk you through some of those principles, how you can do that. So how do you find is neem right for you? Okay. First of all, as we answer that question, let's ask about how much neem and what the current science says. So if you want a maintenance dose for, you know, preventing fungus, anti-parasitic, about 12 milliliters a day. It's a very little bit of neem oil. Okay. It's a maintenance dose. And that's coming from, you know, the existing research. A neem, believe it or not, from research also has very powerful uses for congestive heart failure. And that's about 200 milligrams per day. And you can get that in a form of neem called sodium nimbinate, okay? Which is one of the molecules in neem. So it's a natural compound. And that's back from 1958. Anti-ulcer effect. You can literally use the neem bark, the bark of the neem tree. That's from Bandiopadae from 2004, 60 to 120 milligrams per day. Again, obviously consult your doctor, big disclaimer, right? You should consult your doctor, but this is from the scientific research. You can go find that paper yourself, but for anti-ulcer effects, 60 to 120 milligrams per day. But this is what the clinical evidence says. Now, again, we want to take a scientific approach here. We don't want to say, everyone go eat neem today. Okay, go consume neem all day. I got to be careful. I tell that to Jason. He'll be go drinking the stuff. Okay, got to be careful of that guy over there. All right. But anyway, you have to be careful because if you have vomiting issues, okay, if you have drowsiness, if you have diarrhea, okay, neem may accentuate that. Doesn't mean, so if you're vomiting right now, be careful, you know, how much neem you consume, or if you're drowsy, if you have diarrhea, this will accentuate it, okay? But just consider this, right? These are things going on. Now, I want to show you, this is from the literature. Now, one of the powerful tools we've created at Systems Health, which is one of our solutions, is Your Body, Your System, where we teach people that there are three forces in nature from the engineering field, transport, conversion, and storage, a movement of matter, information, energy, the conversion and storage. The Indian system called it Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. So if you take our Systems Health course, you will understand this. And these two systems resulted in my creating a very powerful tool called Your Body, Your System. And this tool uses ancient principles of Indian medicine, integrates this in modern engineering principles, and this capability helps figure out if something like neem is right for you, okay? This is an engineering systems approach. And so if you use this tool, first of all, it helps you figure out what kind of system you are. That red dot, based on the questions I asked, helps me figure out who I am. And the black dot helps me figure out what's going on to your body right now. So by way of example, what neem does, it increases transport, movement. It stabilizes conversion and it stabilizes storage. So what is transport? Movement of information, matter, and energy within your body. Conversion is things like digestion or cognition. Neem will stabilize that. Storage is things like fat, you know, storage of fat, your bones. It doesn't, you know, it stabilizes it, but it will increase transport movement, okay? So from the Indian tradition or the Eastern systems approach, neem increases transport, stabilizes pitta, conversion, stabilizes storage. Now, when you use our tool, first of all, your body, your system will help you figure out where your red dot is. Your system, your body may be somewhere else. And then using another series of questions, neem will help you figure out where your body, your system will help you figure out where your body is right now. That's a black dot. So my body likes to be at the red dot, but my body may have been undergoing different things based on what I was eating. And the black dot is where I'm today. So if you're there, is neem good for you? Well, neem will destabilize you. It'll move you away from where you want to be. So in this case, you shouldn't take neem. So the tool, your body, your system, is a very powerful tool that lets you figure out to understand these systems processes. So if you become a truth, freedom, and health warrior, we give you access to this very powerful capability. So become a warrior scholar. I'll play you a video which will explain what all of this is. But we've figured out a way to help educate you on how your body is a system and how different products affect you, okay? And if you come, we do a tutorial. There's no cost. It's a public service. Go to vashiva.com/tutorial, and you can look on our schedule. Fridays at 11 or 7 p.m., we rotate it. You'll learn a lot more about this very powerful software that helps you figure out what's the right solution at the right time. All right. So in conclusion, neem has 20 molecules, right? 140 active molecules, 20 of which have been documented medicinal benefits. As more science is done, we'll figure out more of these. But, you know, that's only about, you know, 15%. There's still another 85% of molecules here. We don't know from the Western science what it does. Neem has anti-inflammatory, antiviral, neuroprotective, immunomodulatory, antifungal, hepatoprotective, anti-diabetic, anti-cancer, anti-parasitic, anti-nephrotoxic, anti-malarial, antibacterial, antioxidant effects. Excessive consumption may cause heartburn, bloating, and digestive discomfort. Again, we want to be very aware of it. It's all about how much. So don't go drinking neem oil like, I got to be careful, got to watch Jason, because he'll probably go start doing that. I got to stop him from doing that. You know how some people are, right? They hear something, then they go do that and they binge out on it. Don't do that, okay? Understand these are medicines. Now, organic neem is preferred over conventional neem. The other solution our movement has created is a clean and raw certification. If you go to Clean Food Certified, you'll find out we created the certification all the way from farm to table to help determine what's clean. Get the organic version. And then finally, from the political standpoint, many of you know, as an aside, I'm running for president of the United States. But the reason I'm doing that and any of the things I've done, even independent of running for president, is I'm very concerned about overall health. In the United States, since 1980, starting back in the 60s, you look at this curve here. If you have a child today in the United States, your son or daughter is going to die before, have a shorter lifespan than you. Not die before you, but they're going to have a shorter lifespan. Just look at that graph. Look at that graph. That graph shows you, tells you pretty much everything. Those people who've been running the world for the last 70 years don't give a damn about you. And it's not any one thing that's caused this. It's been stress. Many, many different stressors have resulted in this lifespan, life expectancy decay. Well, what are those stresses? Well, they've destroyed our immune systems. They've made it difficult to get healthy foods from the environment. They've destroyed education. People get fake science and fake news. Most academics and major institutions now practice the oldest profession in the world. You know what that is? They're prostitutes. Innovation, it's very difficult for people to learn how to solve problems. We have corrupt leaders and governance. And finally, people don't have savings anymore. There's massive income inequality. All these things cause stress to the body. And that's what's resulted in this issue. So it's not any one thing. It's a whole bunch of things. And this is why we need a systems overhaul. And the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health is the only movement on the planet which will do videos like this, which will teach you how to think, fight, and heal. So we teach you how to strengthen your immune system. We teach you how to support your body, the right environment. We talked about microplastics yesterday. We teach you how to eat local and healthy foods. We teach you the right education, how to tell truth from lies through our systems education. We teach you how to make your children smart. We teach you the seven secrets of innovation. We want you to be leaders in your community. We don't want you to think Booby Kennedy or Trump or Biden or Obama's or Clinton's are going to come save you or somebody. The only people coming to save you is you and working people. So we want you to be leaders and we want you to learn how to manage your money. We got to do this ourselves. No one's coming. So to do that, go to truthfreedomhealth.com because we'll teach you these skills. And that's the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement. And I'm going to play you a video, which will hopefully inspire you to support yourself. Obviously, you can support everything we're doing, but this is a symbiotic relationship. You can support yourself. So let me play you this video, and we'll come back and finish up Neat.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves. Because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to. And we need to all unite, working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com. so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a true Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
All right, everyone, if you're joining us late, we are doing a presentation on the science, politics, and health of NEEM as part of a series, and we went through discussing this and also providing you some tools to find out if it's right for you. By the way, on Truth Freedom Health, you can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and that too is a system. It's an entire educational system that you can really start learning the science of systems, which is the most powerful science that people need to understand to go beyond left or right, pro and anti. You can come every Thursdays at 11 a.m. or 8 p.m. EST to our orientation. Go to vashiva.com/orientation. And in closing, whenever we discuss anything, be it NEEM or we discuss politics or we discuss non-political issues, we always want to discuss it from the aspect of how you think about it, a systems approach. We talk about the politics, why we need to fight and why we need to heal. Think, fight, and heal. And to support that, we've created three different solutions for all of you to get involved. If you want to learn how to fight better, go to Truth Freedom Health, the Leadership Institute. If you want to learn how to heal yourself, your bodies, and educate others, go to Systems Health. We have those solutions. And if you want to learn how to think and do science, we have the Open Science Institute. Anyway, I hope this was valuable. This was our discussion on NEEM, on is it good for you? And we've given you a framework now to think about it. All right, everyone, I hope this helped you. Again, this is the beginning of the series on NEEM. There will be more videos that we do. But again, you can go to truthfreedomhealth.com. That's one way you can support yourself and us. And the other way is recognize that we have these amazing tools and solutions that we've created from the same Cytosolve capability that we use to educate you today on NEEM. And you can go look at a solution like MV25, which is a combination of ingredients which came from using the systems approach. All right, everyone, be well, be the light. We have a couple of people here who've been listening to us in our, who came to listen to us. So thank you also. Be well. Yep.